Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. Coach Tommy Tuberville joining us here on the Wake Up Call this morning. Coach, appreciate you taking some time out. I know you're busy on the campaign trail these days, but good to talk to you. I know you've been all over the state. What's easier, running a football program or traveling around doing, you know, Senate work, trying to get on the U.S. Senate from the state of Alabama?
You know, there's not a lot of difference. You know, I found out this is a big state. I used to fly around at Auburn, you know, just going to see recruits and fly back home. But now I've been driving my truck around the state now for about a year and a half. It's been a long haul. But, you know, like I said today, I'm in Baldwin County, and tomorrow I'll be in Birmingham, and next day I'll be in Huntsville. I just go everywhere. And I tell you, we got a big state. We got a beautiful state. And, boy, it's very diverse down here with the beaches and all the nurseries and the farms. And then you go to Huntsville, and then you got all the aerospace and the defense contractors, and then all the beautiful places with the water and Gunnersville. I'll tell you, it is a diverse state, but it is a beautiful state, and I've been enjoying it. But there's no difference. It's all recruiting on steroids is what I call it.
I would think it'd be a little bit taxing when you're going daily all day, but you're used to this. Like you say, you did this as a football coach, and I'm sure it's interesting and fun to drive it too. You're going around and you're meeting different people. What are the people? I could ask you the questions about the campaign and all, and we'll kind of get into that some. But what do they ask most? Is it more about football? Actually, get into what you want to do as a U.S. senator, or what do you get?
Yeah, you get some people that talk about the country and, you know, the pandemic and problems we're having right now, and then but most people, I'm telling you, most people want to talk about football. And you know, since President Trump endorsed me about 3 months ago, I talked to him regularly, and I always tell him, Mr. President, whatever you do, we got to have football this fall. And he agreed. You know, football is something that brings all of us together, and we're just hoping that you know, this pandemic slows down a little bit, and we get control of it, and then we're able to go back to school and have football and have sports. I'm tired of watching the 1995 Egg Bowl, you know, where I coached in. You know, I've seen it a couple of times. And, of course, it's fun to watch those old games, but I like baseball. I like basketball. We like it all. We don't have much right now.
Yeah. What do you think? I guess what's your leaning? You think that we're going to get it back, or we're going to get it without fans? What are you hearing, and what is your expectation on that?
No, I think we're going to have sports. I think we're going to have football. You know, I talked to Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, a few days ago, and everybody's on track, you know, to go back. But, of course, number one, we got to have school, and I think we will. I think the heat and humidity is going to affect this virus. And, of course, it's dangerous, you know, if you're, you know, got health problems and all that. But, you know, we're just going to have to fight through this thing. We're going to have to fight through it. We've got to get our kids back in school. We got to have high school sports, college sports. We've got to have it all. But, again, you just don't know. You don't know the direction this thing's going to turn. It could turn any day, but I just talking to high school people and college presidents, everybody's on track to stay on target, but, you know, time will only tell, and hopefully we get back to some kind of normalcy.
You know, and the programs, the football programs, you know, Alabama, the report, there's five players supposedly that have, you know, tested positive for this, and there could be more of these out there. I'm sure they'll be coming, and how are you going to deal with that? But as a football coach, as you have been for most of your life, can you imagine being in the shoes of these coaches trying to get your guy, you know, because right now you'd be prepping, and I know there's things you can do without the players, but what do you think it's going to be like for them as we finally get back?
Well, if you're not with the players, you're not making any progress as your team. Now, you can do all the organizing you want, but it's the players that play the game.
Sure.
The problem you're going to have is, you know, you'd had no spring practice, and the younger players are going to suffer through that because that's where you teach your techniques and fundamentals. So you've got new players coming in from high school. It's going to affect the game a little bit in terms of execution, but, you know, that's where as coaches, you know, you just got to get in there and get after it, and I see now where players are starting to report back in the summer to start working out, and that's the main thing. You got to get them in good shape. You can't, you know, that's where you start having injuries and stuff when the players are not in good shape. But you know, there'll be a lot of new things that will happen, and you know, this world's changed. It has changed in the last 3-4 months. I don't know whether we'll ever go back to the same scenario where we're at, because who knows? This pandemic might last a year, might last 2 years, and But we just got to prepare for the future and try to get back as normal as we can, because we're a people of outdoors and doing things and sports. And again, education is very vital in this online stuff for kids, and especially in Alabama. We don't have a lot of internet in a lot of these rural areas, and there's no school for a lot of these kids. So we got to get it back to some degree and get kids back in school.
Just lost Coach Pat Dye. I know you knew him. Obviously, you followed him a couple of coaches removed from him, but he had a presence at Auburn even while you were there. What do you have to say about the loss of a legendary coach?
You know, and Coach Dye was instrumental in a lot of things that I did. And of course, he had a big farm not too far from y'all there, and I've got one not too far from y'all. I raised deer like him. I kind of got into high fencing and, you know, and doing things which he did, and I enjoy that. But Coach Dye was a player's coach. He was a guy that he loved Auburn. He came in and did a lot of great things, and you know, it's just, he touched a lot of people. It's a lot of coaches do. You touch so many people over the years, and you also, and it's amazing, we lost Johnny Majors this week. Former coach at Tennessee, and you know, it's two icons, and those guys were very good friends. We did a lot of things together. You know, Coach Majors, Coach Dye, Gene Stallings, you know, we traveled a lot, you know, back in the day, and we went to Canada, we went to Alaska. We were all, people don't realize how close friends you become, as you might be competitors in recruiting and coaching, but you do a lot of things, especially some of the older groups, and we fell in with those guys. You learn so much from them, and we're going to miss both of those guys. Coach Dye, again, he was an icon, especially in that area, and I saw him a few months ago, and you could tell he was struggling a little bit, and you know, it's just 80 years old. He lived a strong 80 years, and you know, he's gone, but he leaves a lasting memory, you know, there on the plains, and a lot of people have great memories.
I always ask this question when I heard Charles Barkley say, I want to run for governor someday in the state of Alabama. I said, well, he's an Auburn guy. Could he win? Well, I think you've proven that you can get some Alabama votes. There's no doubt you had to have some in this primary. So what do you get from Alabama people? Say, you're the Auburn guy. I'm sure that you have some interesting stories there as you're campaigning, and you have to have support from all factions.
You do. And I think people around the state, that was one concern I had. And as I started out over a year ago on this track of going around just talking to people, number one, tell them why I'm doing it, and whether Auburn, Jacksonville State, Alabama, makes no difference. I mean, you got to have people to vote for you. And it's amazing how people have taken to me as a coach running this position. You know, I'm not a politician. I'm not the swamp. I want to go make a difference. And I got a lot of support from Alabama people in Jacksonville State and South Alabama. It's been very good. It's humbling because most people look at coaches as somebody they can trust. They understand them. They understand the work ethic, and people are tired of the swamp. I'll tell you that. The one thing that is common denominator wherever I go, and even out of state, they're tired of the career politicians that swamp. You look at the corruption we have right now. It's going to ruin our country. It's absolutely going to ruin our country of the things that we can't control as normal citizens, and they live a double standard life in Washington, D.C., and just the things that go on are tearing our country down, and we've got to stop it. So, you know, I'm doing this for the right. I'm not taking a salary. I'm giving it to the veterans of the state of Alabama. So I love to work. I love the country. I love the state of Alabama, and we're going to get this done. And, you know, our election is, 39 days away. So looking forward to the next election and then going on in November.
How have things changed for you since the primary? Obviously, you knew you were going to have a runoff, and then the coronavirus hits, and you can't just go shake everybody's hand like you used to. So I'm curious to know how that's been for you during this time when you can't just really completely put the brakes on. You do have a runoff election coming up next month.
You know, it was ironic. You know, for about 14 months, I didn't slow down. And we get to the primary, we win that. We don't get enough votes not to have a runoff. So we're preparing for a four-week runoff, and we hit the ground. We're going hard, and all of a sudden it's kind of like running into a wall with this pandemic. And so as everybody else did, you hear we're going to lose 2 or 3 million people. I mean, this thing's going to just ravage the country. And so I'm hanging around there in Auburn, the house, and going over to my farm and staying away from people like everybody else. And then my wife said, you know, you got to get out of this house. And we started seeing that, you know, this is not as – it's bad, but it's not going through as fast as what people think. So I started going around farmers all over the state, staying outside, Alpha endorsed me. I'm a big farm a proponent, and going around to look at their situation. Of course, our farmers have been absolutely got hammered with, you know, our food supply has been cut off all over the country, and farmers were dumping vegetables, and prices of row crops were going down. Beef cattle was going down, but yeah, I've stayed active. I've stayed going and shaking hands, and been very careful. Been tested quite often for the virus, and stayed away from. But we don't have as much in this state, I think, because the heat and the humidity affects it. But that will be the telltale here in the next few months if it goes down, and then if it comes back in the fall. And that's the reason I'm concerned, if we get into sports in school, is this thing going to affect us, you know, when it starts to cool off again?
What are your thoughts on what's happening in the country now? Now that, you know, coronavirus has now moved to page two, it seems, with what's happening elsewhere with protests, and there's certainly some unrest all across the United States. So what do you say about all of that?
You know, we got a strong country. We'll survive. We've always had the vision. And I think if you look around what things have materialized, it goes back to education and sports. We got to get back to normal life. We got to get back into schools. We got to get back to playing sports, because that brings us all together. And right now, nothing's going on. You turn the TV on, you don't see anything going on. Everybody's looking for a normal life, and we don't have it. But we have always had the problems that pop up, and unfortunately, this came up. We'll work through this as a country, because this country's strong. Somebody said the other day, I was speaking to somebody, and they said, you know, can we survive as a country? Sure we can. I mean, this country's gone through a lot of tough things over 243 years that we've had this country, and we always have different opinions. We just got to make sure we understand. We can have a difference of opinion, but we got to get back and understand at the end of the day, this is the strongest and the best and the most vibrant country on the face of the earth. You don't want to be a part of any other country, I'll tell you that, because I've been there, done that. I've seen these other countries flying around with going to see troops and stuff as a coach with other coaches, and I can't wait to get home. But, you know, we have differences of opinion. I know it's probably more than that, but right now we've got to work through these problems. And, again, sports, athletics, and education usually brings us back to a normal situation in this country, and we're able to work through our problems.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck in the runoff next month. I hope to talk to you again.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Coach Tommy Tuberville with us. Interesting conversation there.
Absolutely.
On what's happening with our country. Not only that, the sports side of things from a coach's perspective. Yes, indeed. We appreciate his time. July the 14th, that's when the runoff's coming up. There's a couple of races on the docket that you'll certainly want to cast your vote. Go make your voice be heard. If we can get into polling locations, right? Social distancing in effect, I'm sure. Disinfectant.
Sure. Those hand sanitizer like we have sitting here.
Right. Coach, you know, it's funny. The coach, when he's down here, listens to us. He's told us that before. He, back over the years, has been listening. He's got property not too far from here. He listens to Feinbaum as well. Used to be a regular on that show. So. Tommy Tuberville.